20. Group mind mapping. Group mind mapping is popular at training events and meetings. Often, if one person has an idea in a group environment and they say it aloud, it inspires another person, and they have another idea. Mind mapping in a group needs a facilitator, and the facilitator will assist, monitor, and support the groups. They might ask questions, for instance, to prompt further thinking. Group ideas and ensuring everyone counts. If you are facilitating group mind mapping, you need to get some ground rules in order for this to work. You need to create an environment that makes everyone feel comfortable and respected, but also able to express their ideas and opinions. Your ground rules might include: everyone knows what needs to be achieved by the end of the session. Everyone must join in. Every idea is counted. No idea is a bad idea. We must listen and respect others. The group facilitator can use questions to prompt discussions and ideas. It's also important for those questions to be directed at attendees on occasions, rather than being open to everyone. If you see that someone isn't joining in as much, you can certainly include them and ask them a question that draws on their opinion or knowledge. The facilitator is responsible for controlling the session and should strive for maximum results. If the group is managed and facilitated effectively, the session should be insightful and productive. The benefits of group mind mapping. Sharing ideas can help a business to grow and its staff to develop. Throughout this book, you will have heard that mind maps encourage creative and free thinking. In a group, this can grow on a wider scale because group mind mapping can encourage us to think in a different way. As we all interpret things differently, hearing the opinions and ideas of others can make us rethink the way we do something or view it. Inspire us. Hearing the ideas and opinions of others can spark further creative thinking and ideas within our own mind. Solve more complex problems. The more people who come together and work on a problem, the easier it becomes to resolve. Improves communication skills. Everyone is working together towards the same goal, and this can help to form bonds and an appreciation for one another. Build a deeper understanding of complex tasks. Looking at every part or component of a process and breaking it down into smaller parts can really help us to build a stronger understanding. Instills the importance of teamwork and how important this is in specific environments, like a business environment, for instance. The drawbacks of group mind mapping. Of course, there are some drawbacks to group mind mapping sessions, but they can be controlled by a skilled facilitator. If you are planning a group session, here are some problems that could occur. You should plan how you could deal with these issues in advance. There could be disagreements of opinion amongst the team as to what is the most important task, product, service is. Everyone may not be able to attend. If the group is not cooperative or respectful, things won't go as planned. If people begin to talk over one another, it becomes difficult to hear any one person's opinion. Some people are too shy or anxious to join in. Good practices for group mind mapping. If you are facilitating a group session, there are some things you can do to demonstrate good practice. Set ground rules. Why not get your group to take ownership of the rules by brainstorming them as a group at the start of your very first meeting or session? Write in the rules that everyone must contribute and reinforce the rule that every idea counts. Include everyone. Give the impression of a supportive environment and ask questions to prompt involvement. Praise creativity. Remind people of the rules. Facilitate effectively, ensuring everyone takes turns, listens, and that they don't talk over each other. If a debate gets heated, intervene and calm the situation down. Change the subject or allow a break. Remind everyone of the rules. Teach your students to tap into their creative side by allowing thinking and visualization time. Create a fun, relaxed, and open environment. A good facilitator certainly listens to the group, but they are also fun and approachable. A group mind mapping session can be an effective, innovative tool for developing and growing ideas. The facilitator is important to ensure everything is recorded, everyone is included, and they also ensure that the session moves forward at a steady pace. Their role is to give the best experience and help the group achieve maximum results from their session.